So Kim, this week there's been a lot of market chatter about a bit of a disconnect on numbers between the USDA and what the traders believe about the numbers. Can you help us understand what's going on there?
Well, you know, last week the USDA released their grain stocks report. The corn stocks for O-crop, the 09 corn, was over 300 million bushels above trade expectations. That ended up the USDA starting beginning stocks for this year from 1.4 billion bushels to 1.7 billion bushels. A lot of trade analysts, or several trade analysts, are questioning USDA's number.
All right, now why are they questioning that?
Well, the corn crop, the 10 harvest started earlier than normal. There was some quality problems with some of the corn last year. Mm-hmm. Analysts are saying that the merchandisers and some of the producers blended the O-crop corn, 09 corn, with the new crop corn to raise the quality, and that they shipped that on the market, and that USDA took or counted that blended corn, blended 10 corn, mm-hmm. with as last year's corn, and therefore their 300 million bushel overestimate is too high, that it's not 1.7 billion bushel sending stocks, it's more like, say, 1.5 billion bushels.
Okay, so that doesn't sound like a whole large difference in those stocks, so what kind of effect is that going to have on the market?
Well, yields are down this year. You know, okay. We started out a couple months ago, they were talking about 166 bushels per acre. It's down now around 159 plus, so production is down. We need those additional bushels to meet the 10 and 11 demand. What we got is once corn stocks get down to, any stocks down to a billion bushels or left, the market gets extremely nervous and price goes high. Above a billion bushels, then we got a little more flexibility. Mm-hmm. With 1.7 billion bushels, our ending stocks for next year, 1.2, 1.3 billion. Say 1.4 billion bushels, we're going to have below a billion. And so the market is very, very nervous, and this is an important number.
All right, now is there going to be an effect on wheat because of what's going on with corn?
Well, if corn stocks are as tight as are tight, like the analysts say, then there'll be a potential bidding war between corn and soybeans to get more land into corn production because corn stocks will be tight. That'll bleed over into wheat, more wheat fed because of high corn prices, and that'll have the impact of raising wheat prices.
All right, so it sounds like we've got some potential for volatility both for the wheat producers, the ranchers who are going to be looking for feed. How do you react to all this?
Have a mechanical marketing strategy. There's going to be a lot of variability, a lot of volatility in the market. Have a mechanical strategy and the discipline to follow it, whether you're buying feed or selling wheat.
Now, how strict do you need to be there? Do you have some play in that strategy?
Yeah, you can watch the market and tweak it a little bit, but have the discipline to follow it.
All right. Kim, great information. We'll get our plans in place and be ready to go. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Marketing Specialist.